This is Dr. Robert Abley shining a spotlight on freedom, which you can also find on my website, spotlightonfreedom.com. Last week, I suggested that, given President-elect Obama's complete snub of liberals in filling his cabinet posts, we begin to develop a deep critique of the form and function of our current system of democratic government. Today, I would like to begin that process. We begin with perhaps one of the most radical critiques of government today, which comes from the MIT philosopher and linguist Noam Chomsky. While many liberals admire and appreciate Chomsky's criticisms of government, very few know the premises from which he builds those criticisms. The premises are deeply radical and deeply controversial. Chomsky calls himself a libertarian socialist. This distinguishes him from both Karl Marx and from traditional liberals. He is much more radical than liberals. His radical critique of government is based on his radical thesis, supported by at least three significant premises. First, Chomsky's thesis is straightforward. In order for the full flowering of human potential to come forth, every person must be free from any ecclesiastical or political authority. Note the three parts here. Human potential requires full freedom, and full freedom requires as its condition the complete rejection of all elite authority. Second, Chomsky maintains that only the producers of social goods have the capability to free themselves from exploitation and political power. Third, if only those who produce the goods for society can claim their own freedom, then that cannot be done or even protected by some elected representative sent to rule in their place. So for Chomsky, representative democracy, as we currently have it, would be replaced by direct democracy. Chomsky rejects all stultifying forms of parliamentary procedure. That would, of course, mean a radical change in the way we currently govern ourselves in America. Fourth, this kind of liberation and people's rule is possible only when the appropriation of capital, that is, of raw material and all the tools of labor, including land, is controlled by the workers and is taken out of private hands. Fifth, Chomsky maintains that the method of gaining people's rule is not the conquest of state power, but to reconstruct the economic life of the people from the ground up and build it up in the spirit of socialism. From these premises, one can see how Chomsky draws his conclusion. The only way to full freedom is people's socialism, not the authoritarian socialism of Marx and Engels. That this puts Chomsky on completely different grounds from liberals becomes clear when it comes to capitalism. Chomsky says that his libertarian socialist philosophy is necessarily anti-capitalist because it opposes the exploitation of man by man, which is what private ownership of the means of production and its use of wage slavery does. Conversely, traditional liberalism is pro-capitalist. Liberals are opposed to state intervention in social life only, but embrace capitalism as a form of that freedom, and is therefore opposed to state intervention in capitalistic activities. So Chomsky answers the Obama snub of liberals by calling for a completely decentralized form of democratic government. Is Chomsky right? We will examine this question next week. Robert Abley, SpotlightOnFreedom.com.